Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dorothy Day, Dissenting Voice of the American Century by John Lokeri and Blythe Randolph. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Dedicated to Stephen Roser and Thomas Orifice, and to Phil Runkle, scholar, activist, and archivist, who has done more than anyone else to keep alive the memory of Dorothy Day and to expand and deepen our understanding of this remarkable woman. Introduction. Dorothy Day, An American Paradox. Any chronicle of American history today includes the considerable number of women of independent vision who made a mark on the modern world and raised important questions about power, economics, national identity, and social justice. Many of those women, for example, Margaret Fuller, the Grimke sisters, Jane Addams, Ida B. Wells, Margaret Sanger, Frances Perkins, Rosa Parks, Rachel Carson, Jane Jacobs, have been the subject of fresh biographies and renewed appreciative attention in recent years. Dorothy Day, 1897 to 1980, is a more difficult figure to encompass. A convert to Catholicism in her 20s, Day was the co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, a group of autonomous communities across the country, numbered over 100 today, that provide food and shelter to the homeless and a platform from which to remind Americans that the American dream has not been an attainable reality for all its citizens. Day was more than the sum of her charitable endeavors, though, her corporal works of mercy, as the church terms efforts at aiding the downtrodden. She was also a woman with an uncompromising political agenda. Born on the eve of the Spanish-American War in the era of William McKinley, she lived to see the rise of Ronald Reagan and her country's role as a world power with a nuclear arsenal of apocalyptic potential. Coming of age when the reach of the Catholic Church and its social acceptance in the United States was at its height, she lived to see American Catholics, post-Vatican II, turn from their faith in the 1970s in daunting numbers. Both were troubling developments to a woman who was, for almost 50 years, a great anomaly in American life, an Orthodox Catholic and a potential radical, a rebel who courted controversy, challenged three generations of young admirers, and willingly went to jail for her beliefs. An impassioned critic of unfettered capitalism, U.S. foreign policy, the nuclear arms race, and the debacle of the Vietnam War, Day was
sample complete. Ready to continue?